Record this edition of the APFNS show. Let's turn the mic up, so let me get into the red here. Got three websites loaded for you: Savage, Jones, and InfoWars. That's michaelsavage.com, infowars.com, and CNN.
Trigger warning. This is a free speech zone. The views and opinions expressed are Anthony Stone's and doesn't represent the podcast host. Viewer discretion is advised. From the globalist occupied territory of FEMA Region 4, you're listening to APFNS Live. The APFNS show by Anthony Stone. Now broadcasting from the APSshow.com.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, exactly a year to the elections. Trump 2024. I changed it for Halloween, but I didn't ever use it on Halloween. Talk about my game room.
Now erase your host, Anthony Stone.
And I'm getting the browser ready to queue up here. Black screen, I know. And there we go. We got the screen on the screen there. Civic modes. I'm going to resize it. Hold on just a second. There we go. Pulling the browser top off. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're ready to do this podcast. Wednesday Live, Germans told to prepare for WW3 as more Arab countries declare war on Israel. Alex Jones responds to Elon Musk becoming Alex Jones. I saw the first hour. Elon Musk, Twitter was completely controlled by the far left. MK Ultra puns used to control the masses. Anti-Semitism and the origins of hate speech. FBI director warns threats of attacks by Hamas on American soil raised to a whole other level. German defense chief says public must get used to possibility of war in Europe. That's because these demons are doing this. They are there because we didn't succumb to their COVID. We didn't succumb to all their rules and regulations. And some of us have even quit taking the vaccines. A lot of people that were taking it have quit. They decided they're going to go back to the old-fashioned way of killing. The one that has always worked for centuries and centuries. War. Secretary of State Antony Blinken dresses son as Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky for Halloween. Out of pack always gets mad when I put America first. Rep. Thomas Massie boldly stands up to the Israel lobby. Always the open border. Always the open border. It's always that's always my main concern. Because it affects us here. We've always got them. Not the rest of you getting them, but we always got them. False flag fell. Man who broke into an amusement park with guns, explosives found dead near woods. Found dead near words on the wall. I am not a killer. Bombshell. Biden regime deploys heavy machinery to lift razor wire from massive mob of illegals at Rio Grande. Biden regime deploys heavy machinery to lift razor wire for massive mob of illegals at Rio Grande. Listen to that. You better vote Trump 2024. Knock, knock. It's the Thought Police, Mr. Paul Joseph Watson. Putin comes out against Israel as World War III escalates. But trick-or-treating is over. Want to go home and watch a horror movie? How about a President Biden press conference? Now that's scary. The depopulation bomb, a Halloween sci-fi tale. Keep us out of war. Keep U.S. and us, U.S. Keep U.S. out of war. Keep us out of war. Keep U.S. out of war. Keep the USA out of war. We don't want it. And I was going on about that guy in my gaming stream last night. It wasn't even gaming at all. You know the one that keep going on about being the Christian? Everywhere you hear Christian this, Christian that. Well, let him prove his Christianity to me by not being pro-war. They're trying to legally remove my name. Trump warns of radical left scheme to stir up him. I actually read a post somewhere. Somebody said the ACLU has actually spoke out for Trump. Now, I can't tell you how accurate that is because it was a site that hates him. The poster, but I mean, they hate him, so would they lie about it? It was one of those anti-Republicans against Trump Twitter feeds. Would they really lie about it? Bolivia cuts ties with Israel over crimes against humanity in the Gaza. Migrants with bomb caught on southern border. Hundreds of foreigners, including Americans, allowed to exit Gaza into Egypt for first time. U.S. may deploy peacekeepers in Gaza. Tulsi Gabbard, LGBTQ plus activists at pro-Palestine marches don't understand the Islamists want to kill them. Michael Savage has been addressing that. Michael Savage has been addressing how these big fat lesbians and all these gay people, these little queer boys and all these standing up for the Palestinians, they will kill you. If that little girl that they floating around was really murdered, she was loosely dressed. These ladies that are loosely dressed, if you're loosely dressed, they'll do horrible things to you as well. You better not be out there standing if you're one of these loosely dressed ladies that dress like a hoe and you ain't got yourself covered. Because if they get a hold of you, they're going to gang rape you and behead you. FBI director warns threat of attacks by Hamas on American soil raised to the whole new level. Report that one already. New York Post reporter yells at Biden press secretary, calls her anti-democratic. Former January 6th prosecutor runs for Congress, focusing on campaign on tackling conspiracy theories. You better vote against this schmuck. This bootlicker, anti-American bootlicker. This anti-American bootlicker. If you vote him in, you're in trouble. We don't need any more of them. We got too many. I hate to tell you, but a conspiracy theory is anything they just don't want you to discuss. That's what a conspiracy theory is. Anything they don't want you to discuss gets labeled a conspiracy theory. Will Rollins has announced that he is running for Congress in California with his platform based on change in regulation that governs big tech social media in order to combat what he considers to be conspiracy theories such as QAnon and COVID-related issues, but also more vaguely to take on spreading division based on lies. Who determines what a lie is? You see, you got to let people talk, and then you got to let them prove whether they're lying or not. This isn't the way to go. Legislation and book burning's not the way to go. Listening to what they've got to say. I mean, that's exactly what I read about the Trump, supposedly, with the ACLU. They said People deserve a right to hear what he's got to say. Well, you need to hear what people are saying, and then if they're lying or they're wrong, they might not be really lying. They might have just been wrongly informed. But just label them a conspiracy theorist and throw them in freaking jail? Let's move on to Savage, the Savage Nation Savage. So what Mr. Savage, Borders, Language, Culture is reporting today. He had a latest podcast the other day. Let's see if he's posted it even since then. Yeah, which side is God on in the time of war? Which side? I just listened to that last night. Which side? That is his latest podcast. I don't have... That's a good question, but you know what? He's on his side. God's always going to be on his side. And it's going to rain out however his will goes. That's the only answer I would have to that question. The only answer I would have. Michael Savage, no, we done reported that one. That's Michael, but he's got that pinned up. Michael Savage's son donates his $1 million to provide defensive tactics, protective gear for Israeli soldiers through Israel friends. Hamas official, we will repeat October 7th terror attack until Israel is annihilated. Who is Patrick Dye, Cornell student accused of threatening Jewish peers? Zelensky aides break silence on corruption. Still in like there's no tomorrow. This is a little crook. Gaza Islamic scholar Ahmad Kadadara, virgins of paradise will have no menstruation, saliva, mucus, or eczema. Each man will be given the sexual strength of 100 men. If you're loosely dressed, they're going to adhere to you on earth. They're going to get a hold of you, and they're going to rape every hole in your body, and then they're going to behead you. And that's horrible. It's a horrible image. Seeing that girl riding around on that truck and upsetting on top of her. Joe Biden received $40,000 in China money against disguised... China money again disguised as loan repayments. 19 squatters arrested after destroying Florida motel, allegedly causing $15,000 in damages. Really atrocious scene. Doctor implies oral sex has suppressed smoking and alcohol as the greatest risk factor for throat cancer. Biden and men reportedly considering stationing U.S. troops in the Gaza. I'm going to tell y'all, I know everybody's floating their pro-Palestinian flags, and I'm only going to direct this to Hamas. This isn't to the poor Palestinian people, but I support Israel's right to defend themselves against Hamas. These people are terrorists. Hamas are terrorists. Now, I'm talking about the Palestinian people. I'm talking about Hamas. Their founder, PLO leader, little schmuck Arafat, he was the nephew of Adolf Hitler. He was the nephew of Adolf Hitler. That's who founded them. These are terrorists. They're pro-Hitler. Migrants are behind boom in Queens red light district, Adam says. Yes, anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. I'm not 100% on board with that because a lot of times, and yes, some people do take it too far. But you could label the Bible. You could label the whole entire New Testament of the Bible anti-Semitism, if you went by this phrase. Because you realize that Paul and them argued with the notion that you could be born into this thing. You could be born into God as a bloodline. You realize that there was no bloodline, that he was favored the Jews. He come and died on the cross. They rejected him, and then he made his offer to the Gentile world. First to the Jew, then to the Gentile. Read those books. Book of Romans, Book of Galatians. It tells it all there. And I hope the Galatians is one of those books. I know several of the books tell about it. But anyways, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile, and through all come through Christ. Whether you're Muslim, whether you're Jew, whether you're Christian, whether you're Buddhist, whether you're atheist, whether you're UFOist, you believe in UFOs. The only way through salvation and through to be brothers and sisters as one of God's children is through Jesus. Through Jesus Christ. He bared it on the cross. He bared it on the cross. They hung him on the cross. They hung him on... That's a Nirvana song. Israel sends missile boats to Red Sea and Hamas threatens the South. Man 21, but you could label the Bible anti-Semitic because of, if you went by this, and I'm not saying it's wrong to hate the Jews based on just for being Jewish. It's wrong to hate the Palestinians just because they're Palestinians. It's wrong to hate the illegal aliens. And I have to work on that one because I get tired of them. But you shouldn't hate them. You can't hate. You can't have, you got to rebuke hate. You got to rebuke hate. I get tired of them, though. You deal with them for a little bit, and you see if you don't get tired of them. You see if you don't get tired of their attitudes. And the boy, do they have them. Man 21 arrested for anti-Semitic graffiti on Upper East Side Synagogue. Now, I would call that anti-Semitic. You tack a church, synagogue, mosque, any of these places. Any of these places they deem high. And I don't even respect the Muslim faith, like... Is it like, say, like I have my big issues with it, but I wouldn't defame one of their places. Because not all Muslims feel that way. Not all Muslims are terrorists, but a lot of terrorists are Muslims. Not all Muslims are terrorists. Savage used to say that. He had a saying. Not all the 9/11 hijackers were terrorists, but the 9/11 hijackers were terrorists. I forgot exactly how he used to say it. Savage had a lot of sayings over the years on his radio program. Israel sends missile boats to Red Sea of Hamas to threaten the South. On the run, Brooklyn gunman who executed his neighbor and man's stepson in cold blood. Boy, I saw that video. That was horrible. He literally pulled out a gun and shot him. Man stepson in cold blood is shot by cops during early morning standoff. U.S. bishops ignore embarrassing papal letter on climate crisis. Nothing. Well, I will tell you one thing. Now, the Bible is full of climate change. You read the end. You read the book of Revelations. You read the book of Revelations. The climate will get hot. It will get, oh, damn hot. It'll get so hot, and they can't die. I'm figuring, you know what I'm figuring with that? This is what I'm figuring. You know, they're wanting to put chips in us. They're changing our DNA with the shots. I have a feeling that man won't be man by then, and they won't be able to die unless somebody kills them or you get turned off like a machine. Alex Jones was telling people they should probably read the Bible like a, he just said this today when he come on the air. He said we should probably not pick up the Bible and read it like these preachers read it to us, but pick it up and read it like it's a science fiction novel, and then you'll get what it's talking about. That right there is what we're fighting for, fighting America from. Communism worldwide, though. It ain't just going to be in America. You know, you see his new book there that's coming out, A Savage Republic. He's got that communist American flag on there. But it ain't going to be just America. It's going to be a world. But you know something? If you read the Communist Manifesto, I played everything for the last 27 minutes on a gaming stream a couple of nights ago. If you listen to listen and read it, because I was listening to it, but it was a, what's that, liberal box? You know, the place where you, it's like that other one, whatever it's called, where they store old books. Preservo books. It's called the Gutenberg. Gutenberg Libabox, where you get free books. Where you can get free books. Preserving books. I may not get to CNN because I'm started talking. Started talking. Just as my podcast. Let's go to CNN. Some guys in. This is CNN.com. CNN, I got to get it where I can get that black off of it. Some guys and some foreign nationals allowed to out of NK. Donald Lutley warns GOP senators not to back Howie Bill. I don't even know what's in the Howie Bill. This police supporting ISIS damaged Holocaust survivors' home graffitied among incidents of anti-Semitism. If you touch somebody's home, if you were harassing people, I'm going to agree. Some things I don't agree with calling anti-Semitism, but some things I do. I don't agree with people just, like, say, criticizing and get called, you're anti-Semitic, you're anti-Semitic. But now, when you defame people's homes, when you defame their churches, their temples that they deem holy. It may not be holy to me because I only see everything through Christ. I'm not perfect. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible Christian. But I try to view everything through the Christ lens. If I don't see it through the Christ lens, and I have to work on that too, and I have to fight my own mind off at times. Because sometimes I don't see God in this world. And sometimes, I mean, if you go listen to Savage's podcast, he gives you his opinion on God. And sometimes I feel that way, but then I read what Christ said, and I remind me what Christ said. Good podcast, though. Y'all need to go listen to that one. He discusses this war in this war with Zelensky and this war with Israel in depth. But when you destroy people's homes, you destroy their temples, you are anti-Semitic. I'm sorry. Mike Johnson kicks off his new job with stunt politics. Mike Johnson faced a decisive floor votes in early tests of his speakership. Why? Speaker Johnson says America is not a democracy. I agree with him here. We are a constitutional republic. And I hope he is saying that. Now, where I have my disagreements, I probably should quit criticizing. I may face Jesus one day for that. You know, we're not supposed to judge our brethren. That's what he taught through. You know, they like to say, judge not lest you be judged. Judge not lest you be judged. They like doing that. But that's what he's talking about, your brethren. Your brethren is your brother and sisters in Christ. Maybe I should stop mocking anyone, but you know I'm fed up with this world. I'm fed up with this world, y'all. I am fed up with the war. I'm fed up with the death. I'm fed up with the rumors of war. And I know Jesus. I know you said, "Hang in there." I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up with seeing all this death on my TV, all this destruction on my TV. Now, if you have to kill, you have to go to war. Defensively, yes, I will support that. But now, this Russia-Ukraine thing, here's the thing. This is a land dispute between two parties who think they both own the land. It's not our business. Same with Israel and Palestine in a way, but now I support Israel's right to lower the boom if they need to on Hamas. But now Hamas will eventually attack here. And with this schmuck that we got right now, nobody fears this schmuck. Nobody fears this panty-wearing military. His panties with dicks with panties on. Nobody fears his trannies and panties and dick covered with their dicks covered with panties. Nobody fears this guy. It might surprise you to learn that the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has said we don't live in a democracy. Marilyn West's defamation of democracy is governed by the people, especially ruled by the majority. That's the way most Americans experience elections. The person, yeah, but the thing about this, we was a constitutional republic. We was a constitutional republic. That's how they founded us. I'm so glad Mike Pence is gone. He left before I could get to do a podcast. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, traitor Mike Pence. He can say what he wants to. He can say, oh, I was abiding by the Constitution and all this stuff. Bye-bye, traitor. Bye-bye, Judas Iscariot. You're a Judas Iscariot. You're a Judas Iscariot. We don't care, Mike Pence. We don't. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, call me mean. Call me mean. I don't care. Call me what you want to. We are a constitutional republic. I just broke my concentration here. But majority rule seems to be the problem with Johnson. He described it in the past as two wolves and sheep deciding what's for dinner. A quote often misquoted or misattributed to Benjamin Franklin. Stood Johnson said, he said that the founders set up America as a constitutional republic. Oh, yes. You're right, Mike Johnson. I'm not going to complete bashing. I know I've done probably made some enemies here, but I agree with him here. He's right on. We're a constitutional republic. We're a constitutional republic. I'm fed up with the war. I'm fed up. Get us out of it. I mean, that was the reason Nutter Schmuck was fired. Nutter Schmuck was fired because he was making backdoor deals with Spidey. Let's see what some of the other headlines is before I get off here. I don't know why they put that damn freaking black bar there that takes up your whole screen. Foreign nationals injured. Palestinians allowed to flee Gaza for the first time since Israel-Hamas war began. How the tiny Arab state of Qatar became indispensable in talks with Hamas. King Charles to attend COP28 climate talks in Dubai and deliver address. Nothing you're going to do is going to stop the heat that's coming to America, coming to the world. Nothing, because it's coming from God himself. You have all the talks you want. You don't talk, God. He sits in the heavens and laughs, as the Bible says. FBI director warns anti-Semitism in the U.S. is reaching historical levels. And they're going to use all these attacks on the Jews to silence you. They're going to use all that. That's why you don't need to attack people that don't do nothing to you. You only use violence and stuff if it's self-defense. I'm going to go to one more site before I get out of here. Because we got an election coming up in a few days. And I'm not even sure who I want to vote for. AAA, Georgia gas prices average below $3 a gallon. Hamilton Place Hospice to hold memorial service. Dalton City Council seeks grant to assist with workforce housing. What is workforce housing? Dalton State College honoring campus veterans with Veterans Day ceremony. Five people sentenced for sex trafficking. DBT Murray County Sheriff's Office a part of the investigation. I wish I knew who to vote for on these elections. Because I'm going to tell you. You know, the guy that claims he used to work in the industry as an attorney, he has told that he's a Republican. Now, the Republican don't always mean anything, but I probably will vote for him because he's not a Democrat. But we got three other seats coming up. And I don't know anything about these candidates. where they stand on the illegal immigration. That's important. Dalton is so long. Dalton was ahead of the curve when it comes to illegal immigration. Dalton was ahead. What you're seeing in these other cities happened to Dalton 30 years ago. As you notice, they want to talk about all this other stuff. They don't want to talk about the people coming up in the elections. I used to have a subscription to it, but I can't afford that anymore. They keep calling, trying to get me to reset it up. I just don't have it. All people care is about sports. Sports, 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 sports. I made the cover for my mother and I read it online. She'd take the physical paper. Dalton, native, promoted to major in the U.S. Army. Let's see who it was. Grant Ruber was promoted to major in the United States Army. Ruber is originally from Dalton and graduated from Dalton High School in 2007. He attended college at the University of North Georgia in 2012. He was commissioned as second lieutenant in the infantry through the Reserve Officers Training Corps. Well, I guess that's... I guess that's good news for his family. He's promoted to a major in the U.S. Army. He attended the college at the University of North Georgia in 2012. He was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the infantry through... Make sure I'm not paused. I had to pause it for a second. That's why I'm seeming like I'm off. You didn't see the pause, but it happened. Ruben's originally from Dalton and graduated from Dalton High School in 2007. He attended college... at the University of North Georgia in 2012, and he was commissioned as second lieutenant in the infantry through the Reserve Officers Training Corps. After competing in multiple military schools at Fort Moore, formerly Fort B in Benin, why did it change its name? He moved to his next assignment with the 4th Battalion, 6th Infantry Regiment, 3rd Armored Brigade Combat Team, 1st Armored Division, Fort Bliss, Texas. He served as Bradley Platoon Leader, Mortar Platoon Leader, and HHC Executive Officer. He competed in one rotation at the National Training Centers and deployed to Kuwait. And one deployed to Kuwait. Now, y'all know me, I'm not big on the military, but I don't hate on the military. Not big on the military, but I don't hate on the military. There's two different things there. That means, I mean no disrespect to you veterans. To you, people in the Army. But now our country has been butchered by bad policies. Our country has been butchered by bad policies. And I'm going to close with that. I'll see y'all next time here on the APFNS show. Let me get the intros and the outros ready. Let's play this too before we do the outro.
You are listening to home musician, gamer, talker, and host, Anthony Stone. Our link is theapsshow.com. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for listening to us today. To access our podcasts anytime, go to theapsshow.com. We value your time. See you next time. Fuck the New World Order.
It's almost time for me to get my shower, but I may go gaming before, so we'll see. 35-minute podcast.